Hey everybody, this is Ronnie McDowell, and you're on the front porch with Reed, James D., and Uncle Arthur.
Welcome to the front porch with Reed and James D. Grab a cup of coffee or a big old glass of tea. I can't think of a better place that I'd rather be than here on the front porch with Reed and James D.
At least he had some coffee. Did you get some of that, Uncle?
Yes, Larry? I did.
At least he made us some coffee. Yeah. You know, I was very busy when he calls at the last minute to change the recording place at his house.
He never thinks about anyone else.
I'm sure you were probably out taking care of your cows, and you had to stop early because he's further out.
Well, I was teaching them some songs because they are so musical.
Uncle Arthur, that was your joke of the week. You don't get another one.
No, that was disgrace of the
week. Listen to him. He's clinging. What is he washing dishes over here? And look, Uncle Arthur, it's like a bar. Do you notice? I noticed that
on
his porch.
Look
before.
At all the stuff that's on top of it.
All right, let's get his attention. It's okay. He's wanting attention. That's why he's banging.
Yeah, he wants
around.
Something. He needs right. something.
Oh my goodness,
James.
Yeah. What?
Listeners, he's on the other end of the porch.
Come to the microphone.
When does our show start?
It started.
What?
3 minutes ago.
Show has already started.
Our show's already going?
Get to the microphone.
I need to get to the mic.
Oh, good grief.
Hold up.
What is he...
Mr. Echo here.
What is he doing with the clanging of dishes?
All right. Whoa, I dropped it. Okay.
Oh,
hey, guys. James D here.
Hello.
James D here. Good. It's good to be on the show.
Yeah,
with you.
James, I wish we could say that about you.
Hey.
Why did you call us at your place at the last minute?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know we record this show at my house when possible.
Well, I'm sorry.
Last minute.
Listen, I thought you were James.
Oh, I had a date lined up.
Talk about not in reality.
You know,
oh, goodness.
That's cold. I do have some dates. I got these dates I want to eat right over here. Y'all
want
one?
Yeah.
Goodness. You got some prunes. You got some dates. Yeah, you got some raisins. Yeah, right.
That's the kind of date he's talking
about. I don't even want to really ask this, but James, why are we here? What are you doing?
You asked me that just now.
Clanging dishes, and there's a bar. What's this bar doing here?
All right.
Here it comes.
If you would stop...
Okay.
And do something you're not used to doing. Listen. Just listen a little bit.
Okay. So what we're going to do now.
Both of you.
We're going to be quiet, Uncle A.
We're going to be quiet.
Goodness gracious.
James, the floor is yours. The porch is yours.
Thank you.
James, go ahead and tell us why we're here.
Uncle Arthur.
That's my plan.
Just let's let him get this over with.
All right.
Okay?
What?
Let's just let him go.
Oh, okay.
Y'all know.
James, go ahead.
Y'all know that I'm an entrepreneur, and
manure.
No, not manure.
Uncle A's got cows. He's got cow manure left and right.
You don't even know what I'm talking
about.
Okay,
all right.
Wait a minute. Did you change religions?
Don't get smart with me.
I thought you was a Presbyterian.
Oh my goodness, Richard, listen to me.
Okay, all right. We'll stop, Uncle A. Hush.
Okay.
I'm not going to say another word about any of this. I'm going to listen. Go ahead now and tell us why we're here.
Okay. I found another profession.
Wait a minute. One lost and you just found?
How do you lose a profession?
I appreciate that.
Look at here, honey. That's a profession down there on the floor. Let me get that.
Very good.
All right, Uncle Arthur. Very good. Uncle Arthur, stop. Let him finish.
Okay.
All right. The thing is.
Okay.
What the bar is over there, as you see, I was over there practicing mixing drinks because I'm taking an online course to be a bartender. Oh, my gosh, you're going to bust my eardrums. Good grief. Okay.
Set them up, James.
Good. Real good.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh,
you know, oh boy, goodness. Really...
Okay, here we go again. Oh. We're changing professions. You know,
how many times has this been?
At least 20.
You know,
over the last 19
y'all
years.
Y'all really know how to make a guy feel good. I'm
thank
overlooking
you.
It. I'm not even caring about what y'all say or think. You can laugh all you want to,
okay.
But
okay.
I am dead serious. Bartenders can make a lot of money. Make a lot of money.
You mean, money.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's money,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
just,
you know,
just think about the tips you'll get.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. First of all, James.
They'll cut off a little finger and give to you, and maybe cut off part of an ear give to you.
Uncle A.
Oh, I'm sorry.
First of all, I don't think this is an appropriate subject for our show because we are a family-oriented show.
Reed, you didn't ask me what I'm making, what type of drinks. It's non-alcoholic, okay? I know what you mean. This is a family show.
Yeah, okay, so you're not serving it. Okay. But,
right,
of course, later
right.
when you really do it, you'll be... serving alcohol.
Well, you know, for people
that
know, who
want
the real thing, but here on,
on the show,
these are non-alcohol
right,
for practice.
We got that as practice.
Got that straightened out
so,
now.
Got you.
You know.
All right, come on.
Yeah, exactly. So
rest
assured, everything's going to be all right. Now, I say that, but I need y'all's help. I need you, Reed. All right, what I'm going to do, since I'm in training, these non-alcoholic drinks that I'm practicing need y'all to taste them and test them and, you know, give me a grade on them. That's what I need you to do.
Uncle A, don't we need to get to the music?
We need to get on with the show.
Yeah,
I got
we
things
do.
To do
yeah.
later on.
Yeah, you got cows to feed.
Oh, yeah.
I got to
comb my hair.
James, what is our music for this week, please?
Okay,
I've
got a gentleman came over to my studio years ago and recorded some gospel songs, and his name is Mr. Bob Timms.
Bob Timms.
He did really good. And the first song is The Blood Is Still There.
All right.
All right.
So I'm
going to
key it up. And there he goes.
All right.
I bet it's all my chords.
One dark night in Egypt, a fearful time had come for one little Hebrew boy who was his father's firstborn son. With the angel of death passing low, it was hard to fall asleep. But one little lamb stood in his mind as he lay there counting sheep. He wondered why the young lamb had to die, why its blood was on the door. Through the wind and rain, it would still remain, though he wanted to be sure. So he called out to his earthly father with a trembling voice so scared, crying, "Father, will you please look and see if the blood is still there?" He said, "Son, now don't you worry, for the blood is there to stay. The wind may blow and the rain may fall, but it won't just wash away. The blood will stand the raging storm. It's been applied with loving care. Safe, secured, you can rest assured that the blood is still there." Looking over the damage Satan's storms had left behind, a flood of endless questions and doubts had filled my mind. The fear that gripped my troubled soul brought me back to my knees in prayer. crying, Father, will you please look and see if the blood is still there? He said, Son, now don't you worry, for the blood is there to stay. The wind may blow and the rain may fall, but it won't just wash away. The blood will stand the raging storm. It's been applied with loving care. Safe, secured, you can rest assured that the blood is still there. Safe, secured, you can rest assured that the blood is still there.
Right, Mr. Bob Timms. Yeah, how about that?
Good job.
Uncle Lay and I were discussing this during a song.
Okay.
Yeah, we might help you, but we got to know if this is repetitive or not. Is this an online course like you always do?
Reed, yes, it is. It's an online course, but I want you to know this. Hey, okay, hey, this ahead. Is the real deal. This is no joke.
Like what, the others were the real deal. Yeah.
Right, hold on just a minute. What's okay, the name of this course?
The name of the course? The name of the course, Reed, is Bottoms Up Bartending. You can laugh if you want to, both of you, but I'll tell you what. You go look it up. You Google it.
Oh, I will.
Or okay. You look at it on YouTube.
Yeah, I go
on,
out and Google on, Bottoms
on,
Up.
Facebook, you know, Instagram, okay, TikTok.
Well, okay,
you
I got
go
it.
Look him up.
Who came up with this course?
Mr. Bobby Baker. He sure did.
Well, where's he from?
Well, he now lives in Burbank, but he moved there from Bakersfield.
Does he have a family? Any children?
Oh, he does. He has two beautiful daughters.
What's their name?
Their names are Bourbon and Brandy.
He's really dedicated to this profession.
You know, y'all never have faith and trust in me. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to be the best bartender around these parts. Okay.
Does he have a cousin named Jim?
Yeah, he does.
What's his last name?
Beam.
That's what I thought.
I knew where you were going with that. I knew that was just a
James.
Joke, but the other names are written. Hey,
you want our help?
I want your help to taste the non-alcoholic drinks that I'm making.
All right, mix us up a martini.
Okay, all right, a martini?
Get over there and do whatever you do.
All right.
It's all right.
And I want two cherries in mine.
Whoa. Okay. Now, even I know you don't have cherries in a martini. Uncle A, it's olives.
Oh.
Now,
how
James.
About an olive?
James is behind his bar. He's walked.
Oh, goodness.
He's mixing it up.
Yeah, I sure am, Reed.
He does that pretty well, Uncle A. Look at him. He's got it kind of going in. Yeah.
Well,
all right, James, pour us a drink.
I got it. Here we go.
Let me hold my cup. I'll pour my coffee out of it.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Oh, he does that so well.
Now, all right, y'all ready? Take a drink and
test
it.
Wait a minute. I got to pour some in his. Give me your cup.
Here.
What are y'all doing?
A little bit. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Grief.
Thank you. Here we go.
Okay, ready?
All right.
What happened?
Dang, that's... you said non-alcoholic, right?
Yes.
Good grief, that's strong.
What's
it's
wrong
pretty
with
good.
Y'all?
Well, Uncle A, make sure it gets in your taste buds. It's pretty good.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, I mean... Inside my mouth is still burning.
What's wrong with y'all? Burning?
I like the way that feels going down. That's pretty good, James.
Oh, okay.
I like the olive, too.
Boy, I thought at first it's going to make
no,
y'all
it's
mad.
Just, it's
no,
just the initial shock to the
just
mouth.
Just initial Ooh. Shock of it.
Yeah, because it's so good. Yeah. That was
Again,
good. I like that.
Oh, well, great.
Stimulating
hey, James,
to the senses.
Can I ask you this? Could you do a Singapore sling? You know how to you learn how to do that?
Uh-huh. I sure can.
That's one of the staple drinks of a bartender.
Yeah.
Martini, margarita, Singapore sling.
Right. Daiquiri, that's another another popular one.
I would like to put in an order, bartender, for a Singapore Sling.
Okay. Okay,
Uncle
well,
A,
good.
Try one too. I'll buy you one, Uncle A.
Okay, yeah.
Boys, that is a deal. I tell you what,
James, I would rate that on a scale from 1 to 5, 5 being the best, a 4.5.
Really?
I had to take a half off of the burn.
Well, fantastic. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
It is non-alcoholic.
Right.
Okay.
And well, so, okay. I tell you what, want me to play another song while I'm mixing up this other
Mix
drink?
Up another
Please.
One. Drink
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Play another
okay.
song.
Well, good.
Play another
Look,
song.
I have another Bob Timm song. It's called He Looked Beyond My Faults. You've probably heard that before, but he does a great job.
All right. Let's hear that
okay.
one.
All right. So while that song is playing, I'm fixed to mix you guys a non-alcoholic Singapore Sling. And there goodness. Goes Bob Timm's right. music.
There you go. All right.
Let's listen.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes
Okay, y'all, I'm fixing to mix your non-alcoholic Singapore Sling.
All right,
he's
doing it.
Oh, yeah.
We drank the rest of the martini.
All right, now, y'all did.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Let me pour this one.
Yeah, give
okay.
it There's still a little martini in there. But
there we go.
Oh,
here
okay, there you go with the Singapore Sling, non-alcoholic version.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank
okay,
you.
All right,
ready?
Let's try it.
Now, go.
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Oh, goodness.
Ooh. Hey. Ooh. Now, that's good.
That is good.
That's got a... I am impressed.
That is good.
Great.
James,
you
outdid yourself.
That
has a...
Man, this bottoms up bartending class is pretty darn good.
I'm telling you what. You know, like I said just now, the guy knows his stuff. He is the real deal.
I tell you...
Bobby Baker.
I tell you something, James G. I mean...
James D.
Yeah, James
sure.
D.
Uh-huh.
You're going to
yeah.
be a good one. I just can see it.
Reed, I really appreciate that because, you know, in the past, I know I've fallen down on some of my endeavors and y'all have laughed at me, and I have too.
We
but
still
this,
love you.
Well, thank you. This is a real deal, and I appreciate what you just said.
We believe in you.
Yeah,
great.
Yes.
Great. Yes. I love that attitude. Listen.
Did you drink all yours?
Yes, I would like to have a little more.
Well, look, what if I practice on another non-alcoholic drink different from those? Uh-huh. What do you think?
Well, let's see. What do you got on the list?
Well, there's one called, you may not know, but one called Aviation. Yeah, I don't know. There's a White Russian. There's one called Daiquiri?
Well, the Daiquiri, yes. We got to have
everybody, everybody's heard of that.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do a Daiquiri.
I had a cousin that was named Daiquiri. No, he was named Zachary.
Zachary, yeah, yeah.
Really? It was close.
Really?
It was
he's
close.
Trying to be a comedian.
Yeah. Right.
Comedians.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, go ahead and get that one going, Jane.
Okay. All right, let me get this one going. All right, what I'm going to do.
All right, we'll commentate.
Yeah, y'all commentate. Now, look, I've got to get my ingredients, okay?
All right. All right,
listen, James, go ahead and get your ingredients.
I am. Let's see. Let me get. What are y'all doing? Y'all just chilling, watching.
We were finishing.
I'm getting my eyes.
This thing.
These two glasses here. Okay. I think I got the ingredients pretty much.
He's mixing them up.
I'm getting ready to shake it up now.
Shake it up, baby.
All right, hold on.
Be like James Elvis. Shake it up.
There we go. I'm shaking it up now.
He's got that down pat.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Okay. He's an artist.
Yeah, man. I got it done. You ready for me to pour it?
Pour it up. Here's my coffee cup.
Pour it. Right.
Singapore swing. Gone. Thank you. Oh, he's doing it. Yeah.
Okay, got it poured. So let me hand it. Here you go, Reed. Here's yours, and Uncle Lee, here's yours.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Here we go.
All right, now wait a minute. I got to give you the cue. Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Go for it.
I like to hear. You sure this is non-alcoholic?
Yes. Okay. I'm not allowed.
That's good, but I have to say it's not as good as the Singapore sling is my favorite right
okay,
now.
Okay.
James D, you know what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that.
Uncle Link?
The Daiquiri is not bad, huh?
When you say he knows what he's doing, that's a mouthful.
I tell you what.
Well, but I have to give him credit, but the Singapore sling's my favorite. But anyway.
Okay, well, good.
Are we
good
getting
deal.
Close to devotional?
Well, we are, I tell you what.
Well, should we go ahead and go into that?
Well, we certainly can. We certainly can.
Now, we don't want to make jest. Of course not. But you know the first miracle that Jesus did was turning the water into wine.
Oh, my goodness. You know what a coincidence. Yeah, he really did.
But of course, he didn't have too much because that would have been a sin. But back then in the first century, they had to have wine in their water to purify it.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
But, I don't know what Uncle A's got, but let's do it. It's now time for our front porch devotional with our chaplain, Uncle Arthur.
In Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 1, wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Listeners, the issue with alcohol is that it transforms a person into someone he or she is not. Salvation, on the other hand, transforms a person into what God intended for that person to be, and that is a born-again believer. Wine is of the world. The Holy Spirit is of God, and the Holy Spirit will direct that person first towards salvation and then to a life filled with working for God.
Good job, Uncle A.
D. James D. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You did a good job today, and I believe.
Thank you.
That you have a
I'm excited.
Future in this.
We're good.
And we're behind you all the way. You're my buddy and my friend. And I tell you, Uncle A, you've always been my friend
Well.
And my uncle. And anyway, Uncle A, I got the sudden urge. I just want to just sing and dance. You ever Uncle just A. wanted to do that, Uncle A?
Are you okay, Uncle?
I want to sing.
I tell you what, come here, Uncle A. I got this move I learned. Come here.
What are y'all doing?
I don't want it. Hey, I don't.
Come here.
I'm up. I'm
be
up.
Be careful.
Okay, we're going to put Uncle A. You put your right foot in, you put your left foot out, and it
What?
I told y'all to be careful. You fell off into my trash cans. Hope you didn't dent them and bend them up. They acted drunk. Good grief. Let me look at what I gave them on here. See. Uh-oh. I accidentally gave them the alcoholic version. My 90 proof, it says. Ooh, no wonder they're feeling no pain. Good grief, it sure hadn't helped your singing. Y'all shut up. Good grief, I've had it. I'm getting out of here. Hey, y'all be sure and straighten up my trash cans. Idiots.
James, where'd he go?
I forgot the word.
Help, get us up, James.
Where's the word?
Where'd he go?
I can't see the words.
That's nothing. I can't see.